The conference will now begin.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We started yesterday, Baruch Hashem, first halacha and Makutei Halachos. Let's continue. Rabbi Nachman told us, it's really from Rabbi Nachman, Tarish Pebez, that when a person starts to look at himself, and if he's never really worked on this avoda of a zamra, so then he might find things that are wrong with him. He might find chatan, he might find tegamim, which are true. Those things all happen. But then what happens is that a person starts to appear in his mind, the nidmelo, we said, it appears to him that he's very far from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which of course we know is not true. But he really believes that. It's a very sensitive type of emotion. And then what Rabbi Nachman says is that a person needs to counteract that and start to find within himself a nekudat tova, a good thing that he's done. A good thought, a good mitzvah, something, a good quality, a good character trait, a good attribute. Find something to counterbalance, to neutralize that choshech that you feel in your life. And so there's an announcement, but he says he knows what's going to happen. So the person's going to try to find within himself some ma'at tov, a little bit of good. But even that's going to be filled. It wasn't a great mitzvah. Even that characteristic trait that I have, sometimes I mess up. I mean, often it doesn't matter. I feel peaking. Be positive. Be optimistic. It's okay. It's still in the Kudat Tov. And so, Rabbi Nelson, on the bottom of page 22, V'chein yechapes v'yimtza da'at ma'odei z'tov. And if you're able to find one Kudat Tov, then go look for another one. V'yavshez d'at Tov gam kein ma'odei v'psolos harben, even though that Tov also is mixed with some psolos, some ra, some bad. Afal pikein al kopanu, doesn't matter. Yeshvo is an ikudat tova. You found an ikudat tova. Don't be so hard on yourself. One has to wonder, why is it that we're so hard on ourselves? What's the source of that? Why are we not smiling every single moment? Why are we not so appreciative, so happy with who we are? Who told us that we're no good? Most often, no one. Most often, it's just in our own mind. Where did that come from? And you have to search and find the things that's more in Kudat Tovos, and more and more. Because like I was thinking this morning, when you're looking for gold, so there's two ways you can look for gold maybe. Not that I'm a bucky in how to look for gold, but the way I think is that you can go and, you know, take your metal detector and you go to the beach, like some people do, and they start looking. Beep, 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 trying to find a piece of gold here and there, something special. One here, maybe they'll find another, get a coin. However, the better way to search for gold is where you go to, like, South Africa, or wherever they have, you know, the potential to have a mine, and start searching for gold there. Because if you find gold there, then you found the whole mine. Not just one by one, it's a whole world of gold. So obviously, what we're trying to do here is that Nachman wants us to look piece by piece. We have to look for a nekudat tova one at a time. Because you don't just find a mine, it doesn't just happen. You look for one, and you find two, and you find three, and then you see in that place, I need to dig deep. And once you dig deep, you see that the whole world filled with gold, so everything in your life becomes nekudat tova. Versus, if we take a metal detector, and we go to the beach, and I look for a nekudat tova here, and tomorrow I look for one, and then, you know, in a few weeks I look for one, and yeah, it's fine, but it doesn't last that long. Menachem knows that we have to look one by one, but what he wants us to get to is to find that whole mind, the whole mind filled with gold, in order that we can live with Nekudat Tovos our whole life and change our whole perspective of ourselves, really. And Rabbi Nachman says, look what he says. It's based on the Zama, Rabbi Nachman. Vayidei zeh shedanet atzmo lekaf zechus, and when a person judges himself favorably, umotzei ba'atzmo Nekudat Tovos adayin, and he finds within himself more Nekudat Tovos that he has within himself. Afal pisha asa masha asa. Upagam masha pagam. And even though he's done things, he has blemished himself. It's true. But it doesn't matter. Be'emes, you leave the side of guilt. Be'nichnas be'kapsachos be'emes. And you go to the side of merit. You're zocha. You're free. Ba'yidei zeh yachol liskos v'tshuva. Through that, you'll be zocha to a real tshuva. Think about this paragraph here a little bit, just for, you know, a minute or two. And we see over here that Rabbi Nachman is saying that until we work on the avoda of finding the kudat tovos within ourselves, then we're judging ourselves unfavorably. Right? What does the line start with? Vayidei zeh, through this, searching for the Kudus Tovus, shadonet atzma kapsachos, we then judge ourselves favorably. If we're not judging ourselves favorably, who's doing that? Who chose that? I keep asking the same question because there's really no answer. Most often it's just our own unfortunate, our own self, I don't know, negativity. A person cannot judge himself favorably, why not? And Rabbi Nachman says, Ayidei zehu yotzei be'emes, which means that our whole way, the emes of looking at ourselves, is really going dependent on us. If we judge ourselves favorably, then we'll merit. If we judge ourselves negatively, then we actually are guilty. It's all depending on the way we judge ourselves. And Rabbi Nachman says, Ayidei zeh, through this avoda of finding the Kudus Tovus and judging ourselves favorably, will be zochet to tshuva, which means until then, we haven't done tshuva. A person can't really do a real tshuva to return to Kodesh Baruch Hu unless he's feeling good about himself. If you find a sin, you say, okay, I'm so sorry. It's not real. The real tshuva is when you're optimistic, when you're positive that it was wrong. Okay, you have to admit. We're not saying you don't admit your wrongdoings. Of course you do. But to go forward, to move on in life, and to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to have a positive spin on yourself. And he says, the Zed Luchimus, this pasuk in Tehillim, v'od not vein rush, a little bit more, and there's no rush. So Rabbi Nachman says, ayidei osu ha'od ma'at, if you could find that od ma'at a little bit within yourself, shesham ein rush, if you find that one Kudu Tova, you could have a thousand things you've done wrong. But if you find that one mitzvah you've done, you find that one good thing about yourself that people like or who or whatever, shesham is that place in Russia. You're not a Russia. Vayidei zeh v'hiz bonanta. The pasuk ends off, v'hiz bonanta al makomo v'enenu. If you contemplate, you have to be learning. It's not pasha. You have to think about it. But if you think about that makom, if you think about that one mitzvah, then v'enenu, then there's no Russia there. Because where is your focus? If your focus is right, you have a famous marshal that a teacher brings a big white oak tag, and on the middle of the oak tag he makes a black dot with a sharp, and he asks the kids, he says, "No, what do you guys see?" So they all raise their hand and say, "Oh, we see a black dot." He says, "What do you mean? You don't see a white oak tag?" And sometimes the person is always just thinking about the black dots, and they're just little dots. We don't realize there's a whole big white oak tag. It's all really good surrounding us. We somehow forget that his bonanta. You have to contemplate on that od ma'at, on that mitzvah, on that nekudat tova. And Rabbi Nachman goes right and he says, "Vayidei zeh yochel l'samech et atzmo." Right when Mishnechus Abba Marv in the Simcha with Nan Purim, you want to get to real Simcha? It's only through nekudat tova. It's only by judging yourself favorably. Vazay yochel l'spal, and then you could daven. Which a person might ask himself, why is it that I can't daven that? Why is it so hard for me? I just run in and run out. I don't know what he's talking about. I have no hergish. I have no emotions toward davening. Well, maybe it's because you're judging yourself unfavorably. Maybe every single mitzvah you do is not good enough for yourself. And who said that? The Rebbe Shalom is so happy when a person goes to shul. He's so happy that you smile. He's so happy that you give a little tzedakah. He's so happy that you daven. Could you do more? Could be. But it doesn't mean to get down upon yourself. You never tell your little kid who's trying, and they make a few mistakes, you wouldn't tell them to throw out the homework. No, I don't know. You give them a candy and say, try harder. Do a bit more, and you calm them down. We have to do that to ourselves also. It's Ebbe Chines, and we get to a pasuk we see every single day in davening, and every single day after you learn this, if you've never learned this before, you should be saying this pasuk with a smile and with kavana. Azam elokai ba'odi, you see every single day, right after Ashrei. Azam elokai ba'odi, I'm going to sing to the Kodesh Baruch Hu with my oath. Ayidei ha'od ma'at, through that od ma'at, and include the Tovah Shemot Yibatma that you found within yourself, ayidei zeh, yachol azam lodos Hashem. Then you're able to sing and be thankful to Kodesh Baruch. When you find that Nekudat Tovah, and you start to look at yourself in a better way, and start being so down and so pessimistic on yourself, then you open yourself, you're free from all that pressure, all that self-perception that's just wrong, that holds you back. And then you could daven and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we don't realize that when we're pessimistic, when we're negative towards ourselves in a very, very deep way, we're disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we almost, in a deep, deep, deep way, we blame Hashem for things. We don't realize. But when you find the good within yourself, when you open yourself up, when you start to breathe a little bit and just be happy with who you are, you'll start to see, you'll start to think to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we're happy, then the whole world becomes happy. Everybody should have a great day. Shabbat Zoicha. So a real, real simcha day.